One of the victims of that brutal pair of shark attacks off the coast of North Carolina speaking out for the first time from his hospital bed. 16-year-old Hunter Treschel recounting that traumatic shark encounter that cost him his arm.
I was just in about waist-deep water, I would say, playing with my cousin, like I said, and I felt this kind of hit on my left leg. Like, it felt like I, like normal, like it was a big fish coming near you or something. That was the first I saw. It was when it was biting up my left arm.
The teen from Colorado was swimming in the waters off Oak Island when the shark attacked.
I didn't see it coming. Like I said, I felt it on my leg. And then I saw it once it had attacked my arm.
This happening a mere 90 minutes after another shark attack unfolded on the same beach, less than 2 miles away, where 13-year-old Kirsten Yao had her left arm torn off by a shark. Bystanders leaping into action to prevent the victims from bleeding to death.
The kid just got his arm bit off.
Okay, are you with the person now?
My husband is. He's got it wrapped up in a towel as tight as he can.
Just 2 days after that life-changing attack, Hunter vows to remain positive.
I have kind of two options. I can try to live my life the way I was and make an effort to do that even though I don't have an arm, or I can kind of just let this be completely debilitating and bring my life down and ruin it in a way. Out of those two, there's really only one that I would actually choose to, and that's to try to fight and live a normal life with the cards I've been dealt.